Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spartan Life Radio, brought to you by Norfolk State University, home of the mighty Spartans. Spartan Life Radio was created with you in mind. It's your source for news and information about NSU matters, including students, faculty, staff, administrators, alumni, and the communities we serve.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, and welcome to Spartan Life Radio. According to the Pew Research Center, millennials at every education level are confronted with a higher unemployment rate when entering the workforce than past generations. Despite this report, NSU students graduating this year are on the lookout for meaningful job prospects within their respective fields. On this episode of Spartan Life Radio, we're talking to Alicia Bazemore, Director of Career Services here at Norfolk State, about the best practices to ensure that recent graduates find jobs after graduation. Stay tuned. You're going to want to hang around for this episode of Spartan Life Radio. Thank you for joining us. I'm Sharon Hoggart, your host from the Office of Communications and Marketing. You can join our conversation today by calling 1-347-850-8515. That number again, 1-347-850-8515. Just follow the prompts if you'd like to speak to our guest today. But right now, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A message from Norfolk State University. Since 1935, NSU has been providing students with the kind of high-quality education that has prepared them for successful lives. That quality has been affirmed through continuous accreditation of the university, along with over 20 accredited programs from 15 accrediting agencies. Norfolk State serves a vital purpose for our students, their families, and our community. Learn more about Norfolk State at nsu.edu/quality.
All right, thanks for hanging in there with us. If you're just joining us, welcome to Spartan Life Radio, the Blog Talk Radio show that's all about the Spartan Nation. On this episode, we're talking with Alicia Bazemore, Director of Career Services at Norfolk State University. Alicia, welcome to Spartan Life Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Okay. And listeners, again, if you'd like to join the conversation, call us at area code 347-850-8515. You can listen live at blogtalkradio.com/Spartan Life, and you can listen through your cell phone or other mobile device. So, Alicia, please tell our audience a little bit about yourself, your background, your education, and how you got started in this profession. You told me earlier that you had been at Norfolk State for about 5 months.
Yes. Well, I started off as, of course, I'm a student or former student of Norfolk State University, so I'm a graduate of Norfolk State University. I actually pursued my efforts in education, and then I pursued a master's in professional school counseling. So while I attended Norfolk State University, I actually obtained a part-time job at the Virginia Employment Commission. And so that created an opportunity for me to work in a career services environment. And so I continued 15 years of my professional career in working in workforce development and in career services. But really what got me into career services is really the fact that, you know, when I was in high school, I actually went to a counselor, and the counselor told me that, you know, he gave me some advice on, possible careers. And I mentioned to the counselor that I wanted to actually become a ballet dancer. And they told me that that wasn't a real profession, right? And so I was devastated when he told me that. So I spent my life, you know, my academic life in trying to pursue what is my purpose, what is my passion. And so ultimately when I obtained a job as the career services at the Virginia Employment Commission, I just felt like that was my niche. I never wanted someone to actually experience the same thing that I experienced. So I felt like I was in a great position to help individuals find their goals and their passions and their career path. So that's how I kind of started out in career services,
well,
and I enjoy it.
We are so glad that you. I can tell by your enthusiasm, and we're so glad that you're here at Norfolk State. Okay, we're going to jump right into our interview. Many studies and reports show that millennial job prospects are not that great. How do you think students should navigate this hurdle?
Well, millennial job prospects must now work even harder to prove their worth. And so currently the American population is aging, which means that more and more baby boomers are retiring later and staying in those high-level positions. So this actually puts millennials in a situation where they're likely end up working for and with the baby boomer generation, which they have a certain way of operating. And so many of our baby boomers are normally used to working maybe more in a fast pace, you know, a quick environment, you know, really want things immediately. And where some of the baby boomers, they don't necessarily operate that way. So that means millennials will have to adjust according to the environment as well. And then not only that, but millennials will also want to be creative in how they're reasoning on how they can input some of their workplace values. Many of the millennials are very technologically savvy, and so sometimes the baby boomers may not necessarily be as savvy. So, you know, kind of meeting them where they are and then helping them and encouraging them, you know, and providing support to them, those baby boomers as well, and working in a more collaborative way. That is something that will overall help the millennials throughout the process. And so overall, there will be eventually a shift because many of the baby boomers will retire. And so that will create more opportunities for those millennials. But still, at the same token, millennials can learn a lot from the baby boomers, you know, more of their knowledge and their skill sets and their work ethics. You know, they can learn a lot from them and then take those traits and then continue to carry on a vision and incorporate their own vision as well.
I think you may have already answered the second question, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway in case it's something that you wanted to add. What do you believe separates millennials from other generations? I mean, you already, when it comes to searching for jobs, if you already mentioned some of the things, differences between millennials and baby boomers, what else might separate them from other generations when it comes to searching for jobs? How do they compare to the Generation X?
So the traditional way, of course, in doing your job search, you know, back in the day is, of course, you know, going through one ads, you know, using the newspapers. That's kind of the thing of the past now. So the millennials, as I mentioned, are very technologically savvy and advanced. So now employers and companies, they identify that. And so they've made it a lot more easier for individuals to even apply for a job. So at this point now, you can even apply for a job sitting at home on your laptop 24/7, 3 o'clock in the morning. You can apply for jobs through your smartphone, even a kiosk or an app. And not only that, they created social media avenues such as LinkedIn and even Twitter. And so many of the Generation X and traditionalists and baby boomers, they don't necessarily use that, but they're beginning to kind of identify that many of the millennials are using this type of system to even apply for jobs. So this is one of the aspects that separates them. And then not only that, you know, networking is still consistent to this day, face-to-face, but now you can even network virtually. So you can network through LinkedIn as well. You can even attend a job fair virtually. So it is now creating opportunities to touch more people, but touch people in a virtual way and connect with people virtually opposed to actually connecting with them face-to-face. At times it may seem to be a little bit impersonal, but to make that initial connection, at least you'll be able to collaborate with someone in a way that it can move you on to a next step, or maybe possibly speaking with them face-to-face overall, or even gaining an opportunity that way. So, which is a great approach, because if I'm here in Virginia and I want to know more about a company in California that's all the way across the country, I can do that virtually. You know, so they created an environment and an opportunity for others to touch each other all across the country and globally. So that's a big difference in the shift there.
Okay. What advice would you give the upcoming graduates who are looking to secure jobs within their prospective fields over the next few months?
Well, what I suggest, and as I mentioned before, you have to take advantage of any and many networking opportunities. It's not about all the time about what you know, it's who you know. So, you know, I'm sure you've heard that before. And so it is very important that you start connecting and collaborating with people on an ongoing basis. And so making sure that you attend a number of networking events and social events, and sometimes social events can turn into an opportunity as well for you to connect with the right person that can position you into the right place. So it's always important to actually, you know, network with individuals, because you can't do anything in life without knowing someone. So I always say connect with someone, because someone knows someone of someone else, you know, that can get you where you, what you need or where you want to go. And then I also suggest that you research the company and see if you can talk to some of the professionals within that company to gain some insight. Now, the thing is, students tend to try to connect to the top-level executives, and at times those individuals are not available. So what I always suggest to individuals is you may want to talk to the person at the front desk or the administrative assistant or the office manager. They're the ones that kind of keep the office afloat, and so they are the eyes and the ears of the top-level executive. And so if you're able to connect with them and gain a relationship and a rapport with them, you know, they can pass that information on to those folks that make the decisions that can possibly get you in the door. So I always say make that connection with that point of contact, such as the admin or the office manager. And I would say in my case, personally, I used to go to the Virginia Employment Commission, and I would always talk to the admin assistant in the front. And she is the one who actually got me the opportunity. She told me about the opportunity. I applied, and she mentioned to the director that I was always in there looking for a job. I was faithful and committed. And so she believed in me, you know. And so that's how I actually got the opportunity working there. So I always say start there first. And then you want to be flexible with the type of employment opportunities that may be offered to you. Some companies may require you to start an entry level. You have to understand that just because you have the education, you may not have all of the experience that the employer is looking for. So it's okay to start at an entry level position and then grow, because in that, when you're able to do that, you can kind of grow with the company, see the vision, start from the entry level, and see how everything works from that point of view, and then begin to move up. Not everyone can be the top level executive or the manager coming in. So just know and understand that piece, and then have a plan. Have a plan that you see yourself here and there, and start making that connection with those key people in the organization that can help you get there. And then you want to also seek guidance from your career services. And so use your resources. There are so many resources that's out here and available for students, but we want to make sure that we take advantage of those resources, because that can connect you to the right places. And don't become discouraged by rejection. You know, for every no that you're going to get, there, all you need is one yes. So you have to understand that you have to get to the no's. You have to have plenty of no's to get to the one yes, as I mentioned. And so that's the key thing that you have to know and understand, and then grow and learn from that. And then also you want to make sure you register with Career Services and visit your Career Services on campus here at Norfolk State University.
All right. Listeners, got a question for our guest? Give us a call at Spartan Life Radio, 1-347-850-8515. Okay, so how else can Career Services assist students who are looking for jobs and internships?
Well, first it starts with the career planning. So, of course, we want you to come in and visit Career Services, or you can reach out to us as well. And then from that step, we offer career advising for students, where we assist undergraduates and alumni with resume, cover letter preparation, mock interviewing, and job search strategies, as well as assisting with job placement and internship placement. We also have the system, like I mentioned earlier, about the virtual system to apply for jobs. We also have a system called Spartan Link, where you provide the 24/7 online system that allows students and alumni to search and apply for jobs. We have over 300 opportunities for students to select from. We have an abundant number of employers that actually connect with us who actually post on the job board. And so I encourage students to use this system because it's a 24/7 system. Now it's okay to use your Monster, your Indeed, and other sites such as that. But I strongly suggest that they use the online systems that they have available for them because you're not competing against 10, 12, 15,000 or more individuals. It's really customized for our students. So really take advantage of that system. And they also get some advice regarding your resume and cover letter. And by coming into Career Services or connecting with Career Services to actually get advice on that. And then mock interviews, as I mentioned, and attend many of our workshops. Because a lot of times we have employers that will actually come in and facilitate sessions that will give you firsthand insight on what they're looking for. And so when you have that right at your disposal, it's so important for you to engage in that so that it will make you more employable. So ensuring that you take advantage of those opportunities will help position you into an employment, internship, or an employment.
Alicia, I didn't realize that you worked the office offered services to alumni as well. Tell us a little bit more about that. Are the services the same, or is it something different?
The services are the same, and we actually want alumni to actually participate. So we actually work with alumni twofold. One, providing the same service that we provide for undergraduates, the resume, the mock interview, the workshops. It's open to both grads and alumni. But also we use alumni, well not use, but we work with alumni in the aspect where some of them are in key positions mm-hmm. where they're able to connect with our undergrad students and provide some professional development for them. Also, they are in key positions where they can become a mentor for our students as well and help them navigate through their career planning and their passion and their dreams and their hopes on landing their ultimate dream job. They also provide opportunities to help them build, you know, leadership and communication skills. And they're also there to actually provide opportunities for our students. So, yes, it is open for them to use the service as well.
Okay. That's really interesting. I didn't realize that you did that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so on your website, there was a list of experiences that college students should make sure that they experience before they leave the academic setting. So what kind of college experiences does Career Services recommend students should have to increase their employability rates?
Well, according to the National Association for Colleges and Employers, employers are looking to hire more staff, which is a good thing. But they expect that staff to have prior experience. So students ask themselves, I don't have that type of experience because I have not worked in that field yet. Well, it is important for students to know and understand to take advantage of an internship opportunities. Internships mm-hmm. give you a firsthand experience on that particular field. And so it mm-hmm. also gives you some of those qualities that employers are looking for. It helps you build your communication skills, interpersonal skills, the ability to work in a team setting, you know, collaborative efforts, you know, critical thinking and problem solving, organizational skills. So it's very important for students to take advantage of internship opportunities and work experience opportunities, which also includes volunteering within that field, also your practicums, mm-hmm. and also including students with job shadowing individuals. So ensure that you take advantage of all of those experiential opportunities that can help you know, position you when you move forward into trying to gain employment within your field. And then another thing that students really want to take advantage of and that employers really like to see is that students have participated in extracurricular activities. So not mm-hmm. only do you want to become a member within an organization, but you also want to maybe take on a leadership role as well. And, you know, taking on these leadership roles, it really shows the employer that you're not just a part of the team, but you're also a part of the individual or the team or the group that kind of wants to see the vision and execute what it is, the purpose of the organization that you're in. So many employers look to that, and they love to see students that have that experience as well. And then also you want to take advantage of studying abroad. Because studying abroad can help students enhance their professional development, learn about different cultures, and enhance their communication skills, as well as they can develop lifelong relationships and opportunities for them to grow academically and even on a personal standpoint and professional standpoint as well.
Okay. Now, as baby boomers, we worked on making sure we had a really good resume. So is a resume, is it still important? Is it relevant? And what does a good resume consist of?
Well, a good resume is, just to go back, the resume is a representation of you. So you're not initially able to talk to the employer, to tell the employer about your skills and what you can offer the company. So the resume serves as that purpose. The main purpose of the resume is to get you an interview, and then the interview gets you the job. So the misconception that many job seekers or students have is that they think employers spend hours reviewing a resume. That's not the case. Many employers don't have a lot of time to go through everything on your resume. So an employer will know within less than 45 seconds whether or not they want to call you in for an interview. So you want to make sure that you have some key things on your resume. So one, you want to make sure that you have in your education first as a recent graduate. You want to kind of put that up closer to the top, because that shows your greatest qualification, especially if you don't have a lot of experience in that particular field. And then, of course, if you don't have a lot of experience in that field, and this is optional as well, you want to outline some of your relevant coursework. And you only want to use this if it's relevant to the particular position. And then another thing that you want to add some of your honors, skills, awards. If it's relevant to the position, then highlight it at the beginning as well, because the key thing is employers want to see all of that information quickly. So you want to put that at the top. And then relevant work experience, as I mentioned, like your internships, your volunteer work, your practicum, and then some of your work experience. And then you want to outline your work experience as well. So if you worked in an environment that's may not be related to that particular field, there may be some transferable skills that you have done within that particular job that you've worked part-time that can really transfer and speak to what it is the employer is looking for, maybe some customer service, leadership, you know, computer skills, you know, processing information. So you can also use some of that, but you want to make sure that you obtain clear guidance on that. And so connecting with career services, we can offer you guidance, and then we have ongoing workshops that we offer students for them to come in and be able to create and format their resume and then talk about their skill sets and really outlining their skill sets that really meets the needs of the employer. But you have to also keep in mind, and I think this is also a misconception, is that many students feel as though that they can use one resume for every job that they apply.
For every job.
Exactly. And employers can identify that. They know that you have used this resume for the other jobs. So you really have to customize your resume to that particular job. That means really thoroughly going through that job description, identifying what it is that the employer is looking for, and then outlining your skills that you have, and then connecting the two so that when the employer looks at your resume, he or she will know okay, they have what it is that we are exactly looking for. So you really have to customize it to every job that you apply for. So I always tell students to create a master resume, and then based on what it is that you're really trying to pursue, you will have to customize it. So just knowing that, and make sure that you keep your resume consistent, clear, and concise, and make sure that it's an easy read, because employers do not have time to go through and pull out, well, do they have this, do they have that? They don't have that type of time. So you want to make sure that it's an easy read for them. So if you do all those things, I think you'll have a winning resume.
Okay. So can you and your team look at an existing master resume and offer tips for improvement or rewrites or customization?
Oh, absolutely, and that's what we're here for. So we have, as I mentioned, we have resume workshops every month. We also have what we call Resume Power Hour, and we have that every Wednesday and Friday where you can actually come in, and that's by appointment, of course. You actually can come in, and we can help you from A to Z through your resume process, and then we can also schedule you for a one-on-one session with myself or a team member here on staff, and we can go through the resume with you and critique and offer some suggestions and feedback as well. And then on the flip side of that, we also have employers that actually come in and want to offer the same service as well, which is a good thing because it gives students an opportunity to meet with employers and engage with employers and see exactly what it is they're looking for. Which I think is
a
great
thing
as well.
Give us a call to Spartan Life Radio. Okay. Give us a call to Spartan Life Radio, 1-347-850-8515. It's got a question for our guest. Okay. You've composed a stellar resume. Now, what are some of the tips for securing that all-important job interview?
Well, the first thing I always say is research the company. It's so important to do that because you want to know, does this company, does the mission, the goal align with what it is that you're really trying to do? And know the job description, know what it entails, because when you're going in on that interview, and so I would say if you're going in on the interview, you want to make sure you know a lot about the company or as much as you can about the company, because knowing this will actually gauge or identify whether or not you want to pursue the efforts with that particular company. Does their goals and their mission meet your needs as well? So make sure you do their research. Do your due diligence and research the company. It's so easy nowadays because you have everything at your fingertips now. Before, you probably would have to go there or, you know, make some connection with someone to try to find out. But you want to make sure you do that research. Align your skills to what the employers are looking for. So, again, going back to kind of identifying what it is that the employer is looking for in a candidate, and then outline your skill set to see what it is that you offer or what you have to that can connect with that particular employer. Now, one of the key things that I do want to talk about as well is to clean up your social media. So if you take the word social and media, you get the first two words of each word is so and me. And so social media is just so me. You know, it's all about you, you know, and and so we get so engaged in social media. That is our reality, you know, that's our reality show, you know, and so I tell students all the time that don't get so caught up in social media that it not only helps get you your name out there, but it can also sabotage you as well. So you want to make sure that you clean that up. Remove some of that negative content. Remove all the negative content out of it because employers go back and they check your social media. They want to see who you are. So, you know, and I can speak from past experience. I've had supervisors on, you know, my previous employer where they would actually go in and check the individual social media page, you know, just to kind of identify, you know, who that person is. And so you want to make sure that you do that, and many companies are doing that. So make sure that you clean your social media. Google yourself to see what's out there about yourself, and then try to get that cleaned up. Because you do not want that to sabotage you academically. You don't want that to sabotage you with scholarships, and you really don't want it to sabotage sabotage you in the future in reference to employment opportunities. So clean that up. And then
clean it up.
Clean it up. So don't be so me into the social media, you know. And don't become your self-paparazzi.
Cool.
Yeah. and a lot of times we become our own self-paparazzi by taking all these selfies. And so be careful when you do that, you know. So just be very mindful of some of those, you know, selfies that you do, because they can also damage you as well. Anything inappropriate, you know, can just nix you out of that opportunity.
Right.
So be careful with that.
I'm so glad you said that. I am so glad you said that. So for students who are currently matriculating through the undergrad, a part of the academy, what steps should they take now to at least have some good job prospects when they get ready to graduate? And you can speak about coming up this May and for, you know, December 2016 as well.
Sure. Well, one of the things that we always want to be consistent is we want to work to keep our GPA high. Many employers, of course, they look for the best. And so, and I think all of our students are the best. So I'm going to advocate that all of our students are the best, but they tend to look at students at their GPAs. And so a lot of times they're looking at 3.0 and higher. And so what I suggest to students, and even on your resume, if it's not a 3.0 or higher, don't put it on your resume, because what you want to do is try to get your foot in the door first, get a chance to talk to the employer first. And then maybe they can, you know, say, well, I really like that student. I really like that person. I like what he or she can offer. So maybe we can adjust and not necessarily, you know, get a student that has to meet the requirement of the 3.0 and higher. So remove that if you do not have a 3.0 and higher. Remove that from your resume. But
Alicia,
while you're in school, yes.
Let me jump in right here, right quick. Is that something new, a new trend among employers? Because one time they didn't look at GPAs. This is what I was told.
Yeah.
Is that something that's new, or something they always
did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of employers, they like to see a grade point average now, because they tend to equate that with top students, and not looking at the student on a whole. You know, and so.
Okay.
I always tend to tell students, you know, even if you don't have that, I know that you have so much more to offer as well. You may have had, you know, a slight challenge in a class here and there, but that should not dictate what you can offer a company. So, yes, unfortunately, many companies are doing that, because they tend to think that is they're gaining the best student, you know, just because he or she has a 3.0 or higher. So, you want to just kind of try to continue to have a consistent high GPA. And if it's not a high, I mean, at least you'll be able to offer some other activities that you've done, or some professional development that you've done, that you can say, well, maybe I've had some challenges here, but I've grown, you know. So, and then another thing you want to do is become involved in on- and off-campus activities, both socially and academically. That can help you when you're pursuing possible job prospects as well. Join a professional development or industry-specific group. When you join a professional development or industry-specific group, this helps you gain more knowledge about the particular field that you're pursuing. It also helps you network with other students and network with other professionals within the field, which ultimately can lead to a possible internship or employment opportunity. And I know I talked about this before, and I'm driving this home, so I'm just going to drive it across the country while I'm driving it home as well. So try to obtain an internship in your field. It's so important to secure an internship, because it helps you with workplace skills, it helps you gain insight within that particular field, and it helps build your resume. And you really want to build a strong resume so that it allow you to become more marketable. So make sure that you try to pursue an internship opportunity. Find a mentor. We have moved away from connecting with someone that can become a mentor. I know many people may say their mom or dad is their mentor, and that's great. But you want to see, you want to connect with someone that is in the field that you're pursuing, or mm-hmm. someone that you know that you want to see yourself going. And so we have mm-hmm. to stay in our same circle. And so if everyone in mm-hmm. our circle are at the same level, how will we grow? You know, so we need to make sure that we're connecting with professionals and then, you know, reaching mm-hmm. out to them and, you know, kind of working with them to help them through your professional development, seeking advice, getting guidance from them. You know, I have mm-hmm. a mentor myself. I actually have two mentors, you know. And so when I need to bounce some information off of them, I connect with them, you know, and they tend to give me some valuable information that can help me grow professionally as well. So make sure that you connect with someone that can become a mentor. Connect with an alumni. You know, we're here. They're at your fingertips. Mm-hmm. And you make that connection.
That's right.
Form a good relationship with faculty and professors. When you form those mm-hmm. relationships with them, it makes it so much easier when you're applying for internships or employment opportunities. They're the individuals that can help write a reference for you. They're the individuals that can speak highly of you and talk about what it is that you can offer the company, you know. And so you want to make that good, make an effort to work collaboratively with your professor or faculty member, excuse me, and work mm-hmm. towards improving some of your personal characteristics that may be flaws of yours now, but you want to change mm-hmm. those flaws into a strength. So work towards that now. And then ultimately you want to use your resource, such as career services. Take advantage of career services. I will admit that when I was on campus, I didn't use it initially, but because I worked at Career Services and at the Employment Commission office, I, you know, had that at my disposal as well. I had the opportunity to work in a career service environment. So I always tell students mm-hmm. to use your resource, and your resource is here on campus. Take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. That is right. Okay. Well, I know you're busy, Alicia, with graduation coming in less than 6 weeks or so. So we're going to get ready to wrap this up. Is there anything else that we didn't cover that you'd like to share with the audience?
I just wanted to let everyone know that Career Services is located in the Student Services Center, Suite 307, and we're here to assist our students Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. And if you need additional service beyond that, you can call or email or connect with us for appointments. And so we love students to visit our office. We love students to connect with us, and we love giving you the information that you need that will help you grow professionally. So take advantage of Career Services, and we're here for you and here to support you, the students and alumni.
Well, great. I mean, you've given us some great advice. I especially like the part about cleaning up that social media. That is Clean it up. Well, so we're about out of time for this episode of Spartan Life Radio. And so to our guest, Alicia Bazemore, thank you so much for joining us on this episode.
Oh, you are very welcome. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you, too, listeners, for checking in with us. Join us for the next episode of Spartan Life Radio. It airs on Thursday afternoons at 1 p.m. Visit blogtalkradio.com/Spartan Life to listen on demand. And now, Spartan Life Radio is on WNSB 91.1 FM. It's broadcast every Monday morning on WNSB at 8:50 a.m., so check it out. Thanks for logging on and tuning in. Again, I'm Sharon Hoggart from Communications and Marketing at Norfolk State University. See you next time on Spartan Life Radio. This week's thought is a quote from Robin Williams. No matter what people tell you, words and ideas can change the world.
Thank you for listening to the Spartan Life Radio. Tune in bi-weekly on Thursday afternoons for another new episode of Spartan Life. For more information on Norfolk State University, visit nsu.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and Flickr.